in order, please. Let's rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Cope.
Here.
Colosimo.
Brett.
Cott.
Here.
Leschewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Teeling.
Here.
A quorum is established.
Any amendments to tonight's agenda? I have a couple. On the consent agenda, we want to table item number 4 to January 26th City Council meeting, and then move item number 5 under Economic Development Committee report. Any comments or questions on those amendments? If not, all those in favor of amending the agenda as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we do have a presentation on the agenda today, and it's nice to kick off the new year with one of my favorite things to do, and it's to honor an Eagle Scout. Eric Galski, is that how you say your last name? Will you please come forward? Eric is an Eagle Scout from, or was an Eagle Scout from Bristol Troop 40, and you know, it's nice for Eagle Scout to be prepared, because Eric was prepared when someone was choking in a local restaurant, and Eric actually saved somebody's life. So I would like to present this certificate to Eric. I'm going to read it to you. On behalf of the United City of Yorkville and the citizens of this community, we wish to thank Eric Podolsky for his commendable actions on October 22nd, 2015. On this date, you performed a life-saving technique on a fellow citizen in need of help without hesitation. Your actions are truly commendable and stand as an example for this community and its citizens. I'm wondering, Eric, could you tell us a little bit about what happened that evening?
Well, it all happened so fast I don't really remember at all, but he was choking, so I stood up and turned around, and I just knew what to do, and I just had to help him. I knew what to do, so.
And it's what you learned from being in scouts all them years, yeah. No doubt about it. So wonderful, congratulations. Mr. and Mrs. Galsi, you'd like to come up for a quick picture? I'd like to kick off the year with another piece of good news. I want to read a letter. I got this letter in the mail just last week. And usually when I get letters in the mail, they're not too, how do you put it? they're not always good news, but I would like to read this to you. Dear Mayor, I am a retired veteran having served 22 years in the U.S. Air Force. Then I continued to serve my great country with the Department of Defense at Fort Sam Houston, Texas, as a contracting officer. I am disabled, had to medically retire from the DOD after suffering a stroke that resulted in brain surgery after returning from 3 successful tours in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, working as a contracting officer for the Defense Contracting Management Agency. I am a Texan, born and raised. After my surgery and the intense recovery process, which I continue to work on, I made a decision to move close to my friends and family in Illinois. It was not an easy decision for me, but a necessary one due to my disability. My disability is not obvious. Yorkville is close enough to family and friends that I can visit often. But I was so worried initially moving here, an unfamiliar area and certainly not used to the weather here compared to Texas. I closed on my new home on September 22nd, 2015. Every single place I've gone in Yorkville, I've met and spoken with the nicest people. I've had a lot of work done in the home since it is new, and I've had a lot of purchases to make. And again, every single store I've had to go to, for whatever reason, I encountered only the nicest people. They have just made me feel like I've been their friend all my life. When I tell them I recently have moved from Texas, they are just so welcoming. There are so many great examples of kindness that Yorkville folks have shown me. I cannot tell you about all of them, because I do know you are very busy. But I would like to give you the latest example of how great folks have been. I am in a new subdivision. The street lamp across from my house was not working and had not worked for weeks. I spoke to the builder, who assured me they would look into it, and they never did. In a desperate attempt to find someone to help me, I called one of the nice folks that had been so kind to me when I was setting up my utilities, and that was the folks from the water department. Regretfully, I did not get her name. I called the number I had, and I explained to the nice lady what the issue was and that I needed to find a phone number and department for someone to help me. Instead of referring me to other departments or to other folks, she said she would help me and do some inquiring. I was surprised and grateful, and a week later, the street lights in front of my house were lit up. That's how supportive and helpful folks have been for me here in Yorkville. I'm ever so grateful for the kindness I've experienced since moving to Yorkville. Happy holidays to you, sir, and to the great residents of this very kind town. Norma Garza, retired U.S. Air Force and Department of Defense. So I just wanted to share that with you. I mean, put in perspective, I mean, what we do here each day, I mean, leading all the fine citizens of this town and making good decisions on their behalf, and I just thought it was a nice way to start the new year. So thank you, Ms. Garza, if you're out there listening. Okay. Do we have any citizen comments on any items that are on the agenda this evening? If not, I will entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda as amended.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Pelosimo?
Aye.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we have three sets of minutes to approve, so I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the special city council meeting of October 29th, 2015, and the regular city council meetings of November 24th, 2015, and December 8th, 2015, as presented.
Second.
Comments or questions, corrections on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please state aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, moving on to mayor's report. We have a bunch of SSA abatements ordinance, and we're going to do them all in one fell swoop here. So I have another long paragraph to read to all of you. I'll entertain a motion to approve ordinances abating special service area taxes for special service area number 2003-100, Rank Tree Village Project, and approving the amended special tax roll for special service area number 2003-101, Wendat Ridge Project, and approving the amended special tax roll for special service area number 2004-104, Central Grand Reserve, and approving the amended special tax roll for special service area number 2004-107, Rank Tree Village 2 Project. For special service area number 2005-108, Bottom Creek Project, and approving the amended special tax roll, and for special service area number 2005-109, Bristol Bay 1 Project, and approving the amended special tax roll, and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute. Comments or questions on any of these abatement ordinances? Roll call, please.
Leschewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Cott?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Pelosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we had some changes to the Family Medical Leave Act, so we're going to update the employee manual. So I'll entertain a motion to approve a resolution approving an amendment to the United City of Yorkville Employee Manual and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions? Roll. Oh, yes, sir.
Quick question. Bart, on section 4.25.4, page 709 for me, who knows what page it is for you, the new purple section?
Yes.
Is that, in layman's terms, basically saying that the city can't tell someone or can't ask someone to prove that the kids, that they're taking care of other kids? Is that the prove it clause?
4.25.1.
Got four. Basically saying that it's prohibiting us from requesting genetic information when somebody takes a day off?
Yes.
Okay. I just need clarification. Thanks.
Any other questions or comments? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Nischewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Kat?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion to approve an increase in the amount of $2,750 for the roof replacement at 131 East Hydraulic, which will increase the total amount of the roof replacement to $22,700.
So moved. Second.
Comments or questions on this? Roll call, please.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Kat?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, I would like to entertain a motion to approve the mayor's appointment of Mike Mann to the Comprehensive Plan Steering Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Comments? So moved.
One of them. Any comments or questions on this appointment? Roll call, please.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Kat?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milchewski?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, there's an item on here for MFT compliance review. Is that just informational?
Yes.
So there's information in the pack. Does anybody have any questions on the MFT compliance review? Obviously, we're in compliance.
Just
yes, sir.
A quick question. Is there going to be any effect next year for the payouts because of the state's budget issues, or is that separate timeline?
Well, the state has already passed a bill that released the previously withheld MFT funding. So that should be in place through June 30th. Next year is yes, I guess.
So the reason I ask is that we got Better Roads coming up, so I'm just wondering if that's... We're all going with the idea that they'll fix their own mess, but if they don't, we'll just be no road to Better Roads then?
Well, that's a conversation for a budget proposal. Half of our funding comes from MFT, the other half comes from citywide capital. So, you know, in general, over a one-year period, if we got ourselves into that situation, I would say we would just use part of our balance to make sure the project continued, then we would have basically a year to make a decision whether we wanted to either reduce it or to fund it some other way.
Good. All right, now Public Works Committee report, Economic Development Committee report. We do have one item that was moved from consent agenda. Alderman Koch, you want to take that?
May I motion to approve an ordinance approving a clarification and restatement of a planned unit development agreement between the City and Inland Appreciation Fund, LP Caledonia, and authorize the mayor and the city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Well, why do we...
A motion to amend.
Yes.
Yeah, so the change we're requesting is PDF page 91 for me, I suppose, 93 for all the contributors. It's section 8 of the actual agreement. Throughout the agreement, it refers to a successor as kind of the defining party that we're entering into, except for in section 8, there are three read one of those references to the word developer should read successor so that it is clear throughout the entire agreement that it's a successor developer as opposed to the original developer.
I would make a motion to amend paragraph 8 with three words to say developer to successor in the agreement.
Second.
Comments or questions on the amendment?
So is it customary for a neighborhood when it's, let's just say it goes into bankruptcy and it gets bought by somebody else, is it customary to have those people be considered developers?
No, that's really the issue. It depends on the circumstances. And these are now the owners. Whether or not they're going to be the developers is a question, or they may hire someone to develop. The purpose of this agreement is to make sure that they have to hold to the standards that we had in the original PUD, whether they do it or they're developing it.
I believe he was asking whether they're considered a successor developer, which they are considered a successor developer.
Okay.
So in the context of this agreement, we wanted to make sure that there was a differentiation between the original party and the subsequent party, but we still would consider that they have development obligations.
Okay. So if somebody takes over a neighborhood, there's just a new word put in front of the second word.
Unless the judge tells you otherwise.
Unless the judge tells you otherwise. Because I live in a neighborhood. Do you guys know where I live?
No, I
live in a subdivision called Whispering Meadows. We call it the Whispers. I'm just wondering when this will happen for my neighborhood, because I would love to have completed roadways. It looks really nice in some areas. It'd be really great for, you know, home values. In my life, really taking a turn for the worse. All right, that's all I had. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Any other comments or questions on the amendment? Roll call on the amendment.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Kott?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, back to the original amended motion. Any further questions or comments? Roll call.
Kott?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Milshewski?
Aye.
Teeling?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, we have no other committee reports. Anything from the city clerk?
No report.
Any community and liaison reports? Any staff reports?
Two items, Your Honor. One is that our prototype or trial ice rink is open down at Riverfront Park. Finally cold enough. To use an ice skating rink. So there are some rules posted there. There's also a nice little note on the city's social media pages too that is on it. So hopefully people use it. And then the second is also we're having a trial run tonight of actually streaming tonight's video on fvtv.info on the Channel 10 website link that's on that page. So the cable consortium has been working to actually get streaming meetings available to us without us having to expend either the energy or the dollars to actually do that ourselves. So tonight, as long as everything goes well, we should have, you know, kind of a public relations rollout here in the next few weeks, and then hopefully it'll be every meeting going forward.
So we won't get any more large crowds. I'll stay home to watch it.
Unfortunately, yes.
One of the things we need to address is the sound system in here.
Yeah.
Because people are not going to watch if they can't hear us. Yeah. And the number one complaint I get from people who watch is that they can't hear us.
Mm-hmm.
So. And I'm 5 feet away from my microphone. I know. Don't mock me. I know. Don't mock me. We need a better microphone. Or a better album.
We weren't going to say it. Okay. Any other staff reports?
No reports.
Additional business. I do. Oh, go ahead.
I just wanted to thank Bart for posting all the warming centers on our Facebook account. Hopefully nobody out there needs them, but at least they know where they're at.
Okay, and I got a letter from the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. I would like to congratulate Lisa Pickering of the United City of Yorkville has earned the designation of Certified Municipal Clerk, which is awarded by the International Institute of Municipal Clerks. On behalf of the IIMC Board of Directors, I am honored to endorse the conferring of CMC to Lisa Pickering, CMC of the United City of Yorkville. We share your pride in this achievement, and we applaud your support of the role Lisa plays in your city. So Lisa's not here, but congratulations, and we couldn't get along without her, that's for sure. And I hear that she's going for her bachelor's degree, too. Very nice. All right.
Three cheers for Lisa.
Hip, hip. Hooray!
Hip, hip.
Hooray! Hooray!
Okay.
Tell her that verbatim.
Do we have any citizen comments? We do have an executive session. If anyone has any citizen comments, we'll get that out of the way now so you don't have to wait around until after executive session. Mr. Pochaski, you look like you have something to say? No?
No.
Okay. Okay, we'll adjourn to executive session, and we will not take any action after executive session.